Praise the Lord, my friends. I give honor to God for being here on today. I'd also like to thank Minister Mel Slade for this great opportunity. And we have a powerful word from the Lord today, and I'm excited about this word. The passage of scripture that I'm going to share with you today is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17, and he's talking about, the word of God is talking about giants in our lives. And this particular giant, we all knew them when we were children as Goliath, and the little boy that slew this giant was David. We don't have a whole lot of spiritual giants out there slaying the enemy on today. We need to have more spiritual giants. And I just want to recognize a man that I see and have grown to love and known over the years, Apostle William T. Broadus, my spiritual dad in the ministry, and his lovely wife, Prophetess Gloria L. Broadus. They have been tremendous mentors as well as leaders to the ministry God has given me to do. But we are going to focus on this giant found over here in 1 Samuel 17. We're going to be moving quickly, and obviously that's because of time's sake. But you will get the thrust and the meaning of the matter, and it is relative for today. When I was a child, I didn't really understand it, how a little child could slay a big giant. But oh, hallelujah, now that I am an adult and I have grown in the word of God, I know that through him, through God, nothing is impossible for us. Hallelujah. And with that being said, we're going to begin reading there are about 58 verses in that 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. We're going to just pick out selective verses. So if you have a pen and you're able to follow me, or if not, if you're in traffic, I understand. Just listen to the word, and I'm sure that God will write it on the tablet of your heart. And it reads like this, beginning with the third verse, chapter 17, verse Samuel. So the Philistines and Israelites faced each other on opposite hills with the valley between them. Then Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was a giant of a man, measuring over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and a coat of mail that weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leggings, and he slung a bronze javelin over his back. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. An armor bearer walked ahead of him, carrying a huge shield. Goliath stood and shouted across to the Israelites, "Do you need a whole army to settle this? Choose someone to fight for you, and I will represent the Philistines. We will settle this dispute in single combat. If your man is able to kill me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel. Send me a man who will fight with me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. We're going to move from that verse 11, and we're going to jump down to verse 32. "Don't worry about a thing," David told Saul. "I'll go fight this Philistine." We're going to move down to verse 37. "The Lord, who saved me from the claws of the lion and the bear, will save me from this Philistine." Saul was reluctant, but he finally consented and said, "All right, go ahead, and may the Lord be with you." Verse 45. David shouted in reply, because prior to this, me reading this verse, Goliath was taunting him. He saw he was a boy, and he was telling him that he would feed his flesh to birds and wild animals. But in verse 45, David shouted in reply, "You come to me with the sword, with the spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head." Verse 38. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran to meet him. This is a rhema word to somebody. David quickly ran to meet him. He met him head on. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it from his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face downward to the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine giant with only a stone and sling. And since he had no sword, he ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath. David used it to kill the giant and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God for the faith of David. God says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There is no problem too hard for God." Hallelujah. Who or what is the giant that needs to be defeated in your life? Pray and ask God to show you the solution. Don't look at the natural circumstances. Take your eyes off the circumstances and look to God. That's where all our help comes from. When you receive Jesus into your heart, you receive his Holy Spirit, and the Word of God teaches that the Holy Spirit will help you, lead and guide you into all truths. Isaiah 55 verses 6 and 7 says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. God loves you and cares about the giants that are in your life, the giants that come around to wreak havoc in our lives. But I bring you good news on today. Hallelujah. Jesus says that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. We have the victory in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. That's good news, I tell you. Won't you trust him today to defeat the giants in your life? Your giants might be anything from a bad habit you need to kick, to an ailment that needs healing in your body, to a giant stack of unpaid bills. What is the giant in your life? I know the Lord as a deliverer, a healer, and a banker. He's also a burden bearer. What about you? Where is your faith? The Bible teaches in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith in God means you can trust God enough to put your problems in his hands. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For if you were to look at that situation in the natural, you would have figured there's no way in the world that that little boy David could have defeated the giant Goliath. But take your eyes off your problems and look to a powerful and loving God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that is within us. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to trust the Lord Fear is of the devil. Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. But in order to receive salvation and assurance that the Lord will never leave you or forsake you, you must repent from evil and turn to Jesus for forgiveness of sin. 1 John 1:9 say, if you confess those sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive you for your sins and make you brand new. But you must invite him into your heart. Don't be afraid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a power and of a sound mind. So be encouraged today, my friends, and know that there are no giants in your life too big for our God to handle. Try Jesus and watch the victories manifest in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus.